BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 39 and 40. Widowed, perplexed. Apostle Paul finishes the Corinthian congregation's questions concerning the married, the young, single, that is, the virgins, those thinking about divorce, those thinking about marriage, and sex with advice concerning the covenant bond of marriage. Does the bond last beyond the grave? Can they marry another? Paul states in verses 8 and 9 that it would be better if the unmarried and widowed remained unmarried, but only if they can control sexual desire and passions. Verse 9. Here, he states that if a spouse dies, the ties that bind the married couple end. The remaining one is free to marry anyone they wish as long as the new spouse belongs to the Lord. That is, they believe Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, the Creator God, the Savior. Though the apostle says he believes she would remain a single, if she remained a single widow, as he did in verse 8. Apostle Paul's statement that the union, that is, the binding of the man and the woman, when they marry, is broken when one of them dies, that statement is taken from Christ Jesus' teachings to the Sadducees. One day, the Sadducees, who say there is no resurrection, came to Jesus with a question. They told a sad story about a woman who married consecutively seven men who kept dying in turn. Then they asked Jesus, quote, "At the resurrection, whose wife will she be of the seven, since all of them were married to her?" Matthew chapter 22, verses 23 through 28, and Mark 12 through 18 through 23, and Luke 20, verses 27 through 33. Jesus replied, "The people of this age marry and are given in marriage, but those who are considered worthy of taking part in that age in the resurrection from the dead will neither marry nor be given in marriage, and they can no longer die, for they are like the angels. They are God's children, since they are children of the resurrection." Luke chapter 20, verses 34 through 36. Therefore, when a person who is married dies, God, who created the marriage union bond through the power of the Holy Spirit, ends the marriage union bond. They await the resurrection to come at the beginning of the age to come. Paul explains the resurrection to come in greater detail in chapter 15.
BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.